Ah bon? Oh.
I can speak with Gordon.
Yeah, he's all
right. Hi. It's Elliot. Yeah, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. How are you doing today? Are you okay?
Hey, what?
So I'm calling from MMA Legal in regards to Scottish redress claim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this Gordon I'm speaking to, sorry?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, so I'm calling in regards to the Scottish redress claims for the abuse in care.
Yeah.
Is it a good time to speak at the moment?
Yeah, just no. Yeah, we've got a bit of half an hour.
Yeah, no worries. And so all I need to do, basically, is just confirm some of your details. Take a very brief statement. We can look at getting this processed for you from there, okay?
Yeah.
So, just obviously... Sorry, one moment. Just to confirm, I've got your name as Gordon Lynch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is obviously the best contact number for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the best email address that I've got in the system is gordonlynch62@hotmail.com.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Can you just confirm your don't... Sorry?
No, that's bothering. No, that's not my email, because I can't enter that. It's... Wait a minute, I can't remember that. I'll get a good look at that. Drive 549. Double 2811. Is it?
No. Well, is that a phone number, is it, sorry?
No. No, it's an email address. Wait a minute, I'll give it a moment.
What, 5549-3811's an email address?
Wait a minute, yeah. Wait a minute, I will give you in a minute. Right, the email at my...
Yeah, no worries.
Right. It's j549-22811@gmail.com.
j549-22811@gmail.com. @gmail.com. Perfect. And that's the best email address for you, that one, then, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No worries, I'll delete the Gordon Lynch one. Can you also just confirm your...
I can't again, I just can't remember the password.
Yeah, no... Yeah, that's fine, Gordon. Can you just confirm your door number and postcode?
It's number 8 and it's ground right and it's DDC6DH.
DD36DH, sorry?
Yeah, yes.
D for Delta H for hotel. Is that Kilbridge Street?
That's right, number 8, ground right.
And is it, sorry, 1/L, 1/R?
Ground right. No, one.
Ground
one,
right, two, yeah, two, no, where is it just...
Yeah.
No, where is it just says G/R on my end, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, GR,
ground
that's
right. And can you just confirm, yeah, can you just confirm your date of birth for me?
29/12/1962.
29/12/1962. Perfect. 12. How old are you, if you don't mind me?
63.
Yeah, 29/12/1962, yeah?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, no worries at all. And do you remember what age you went into care?
Yeah, it was 13 and a half, 14.
But no worries, so he's around 13 and a half.
Yeah, and I got him when I was 17 or 18.
Right. Do you remember where it is that you first went?
Yeah, I went to a place called Burnside in Dundee.
Burnside in Dundee, yeah.
And then straight through to Glasgow.
And how long was you there for?
About a couple of months, a month or so. No long.
2 months. And then where did you go after that?
Glasgow. St. John's.
St. John's, yeah. In Glasgow, yeah?
Yeah. 1,000...
And then was you there for the...
And Edinburgh Road, Spring Boy, Glasgow. I even remember the address.
Yeah, and then was you at St. John's for the remainder, for like, I think it says like 3 years or so, weren't you?
Yeah.
I know the other day when I did ring, your brother answered the phone. Was your brother also in care with you at the time, or was it just yourself?
No, just me. You know what it was? I got the same phones, and I was in his house. I picked up his phone.
Yeah.
And I went out, yeah, you never mentioned
it. No, don't worry. So, do you know what was the reason? No. Well, to be honest, I didn't want to, you know, start going the ins and outs or anything like that, so I just had a call back. because I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to say what the reason for the call was or anything like that. So I just said, oh, I'll call back later and just put the phone down, to be fair. But yeah, just to confirm then, what was the reason that you was put into care at the time? Is it like, you know,
was
sent school or something like that?
When I was 13, you know, someone stole the car. Right. And got sent at 2 years on a rule 43. And that's what happened. And that means that you get kept until anything you're ready to be released. As far as I know.
No worries. Well, that's fine. And... Yeah, perfect. So what's your mother's name?
And my mother's name was Helen Winch. No, Helen Fraser. But Winch is her married name, obviously.
Yeah. And your father's name?
Philip Winch.
Is that one L?
Double L.
Double L, perfect, no worries. And obviously it was just yourself who went in there, weren't it? You're at St. John's in Glasgow in the end. So I know obviously when you was first in Burnside, did you experience any kind of abuse there, or was it more just St. John's?
No, Burnside was quite good. It was interesting, actually. I enjoyed it in there. It was better than what I was getting where I was, because things had just went wrong in my life. I just lost sort of basically my both parents, in a sense. I was brought up to grandparents. I lost my grandmother and my auntie, and there was only four of us in the house, and that was two gone. I was then put back to my parents' house, which I didn't even know these people. And I had brothers and sisters, I didn't know them either. This is where everything started going tits up.
Right, so yeah, once they put you in with your parents, you didn't even really know.
Yeah, I didn't know them. So I used to call my uncle. Yeah. I was merely Uncle Philip, but I don't remember.
I see, no, that's not a problem. And when you was at St. John's, then, just tell me a little bit about like the abuse that you did experience there.
Well, we got slapped and kicked a lot and stuff like that, and grabbed and nipped and other things. Mr. Mears used to grab me by the willy, and then Mr. what's his name, Beggs, he used to put his lady winkle puggers and kick you right up the bumhole and grab you and nip your back of your arms and legs and loads of abuse in there, man.
Yeah.
But I sort of stopped when I started working, because I got moved into the, getting into the, what do you call it, the hostel. Because I was outside working when I was 15 and a half, 16.
Yeah.
I got a job, So when I had my job and I was outside, things sort of changed then. That's sort of when it really stopped, because I wasn't in the main building anymore. Yeah.
Well, that's understandable. But I mean, how long was you in the main building for when there was, like, you know?
A couple of years, year and a half, 2 years.
So I'm just making a little note now, because, I mean, I speak to tons of people a day, and, like, sometimes you speak to people, and like, well, yeah, but they was just restraining us, and they think it's normal. But then when you ask them to explain how they actually restrained you.
See, like, I was...
Yeah, more like they're beating you up, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I had a hard time there, because I was the only person, say, north of Glasgow that was in that place. Everybody was Glaswegian, or the Edinburgh area, Glasgow, Wishaw, and Newton Mearns, and places like that, But there was nobody from North, and I used to get it. I was young when I went there. I mean, there was people in there at 17 and I used to bully and everything. And then the staff, they were just moving on the ship.
And you said the teacher used to grab you by the willy as well, sorry.
That was Mr. Merce. He became the headmaster there, I believe. He's not a right guy, but he just had this weird thing about him. Then.
Yeah. He used to like shout and things like that, he was a guest as well, and he was willing to, you know, hit you and things like that.
Yeah,
no worries. So I have made a bit of a note of that now. Is there anything else that you can think that you'd want to mention that you'd want me to make a note of, or?
No, really. It was just a case that it was in the situation as well. When I was younger, I just thought, well, what you meant, I thought it was normal. Kind of like, because it's not happening to me, it's happening to a lot of people.
Especially like you say, if all the boys in the school are experiencing it, you just think that's just how it is. But in reality, it shouldn't have been like that, should it, you know?
I just want to make sure.
Well, I mean, I spoke to a few people from, say, you know, St. John's in Glasgow, to be fair, and I know more or less everybody that I spoke to have experienced similar things, like teachers, you know, hitting them and stuff like that as well.
Yeah.
And, like, other things as well. So I know that a lot of people did experience those type of things. Just want to make you aware, though, as well, obviously, Gordon, when we're making this clay, we're not just, like, clutching at straws or anything like that. Providing that you have experienced some form of abuse, which, you know, you've already told me that you have just from telling me that then, what you went through, and you will be looking at getting paid out for this case. Obviously, the average refund at the moment is anywhere between £42,000 and £68,000 as well. That's not to say that you're going to be due that. It does just depend on kind of circumstances.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a few different factors that go into it. But on the average at the moment, that is what people are looking at getting back.
Well, it's certainly so, not my fault anyway, because it's turned into me. I can't handle people now. I've got to be on my own and get no right, man. And they're just fucked me up. It's not that I fucked us up, it just put us on the wrong track. Because everybody in authority, I just went against them. It's got me in a lot of trouble in the past.
Just one moment, sorry. I understand. Like, say, if somebody does, then like a police officer or something tries to take you, you just automatically like say after going through what you go through.
I have done it in the
probably
past
not
as well. Yeah.
So I wouldn't listen to him. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell them I keep behind her.
Yeah. No, of course. Rightly so as well, though. Like you say, it's one of those things. Now, I don't suppose, would you ever have been known by any other names when you was younger?
No, just Gordon.
No. And can you just confirm your local GP surgery for me?
Yeah, it's Lockheed Health Centre. L-O-C-H-W.
Lockheed Health Centre?
Yeah, L-O-C-H-W.
L-O-C-H-W...
Double E. L-O-C-H-W-E. Yeah.
Health Centre. And that's in Dundee, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries.
But mind you, I don't go there quite a bit of time either. I just stopped as well. There's no weight in the head. I went to the doctors a year ago with a pain in my kidney and it's still there now and it's getting worse. And when you tell them, they say, it's only a muscle strain. Fucking rubbish. No rubbish.
Yeah, and they say, just take these tablets and then they don't really help.
That's that. And then a swallow powder, and then that tablet. I'm not a tablet person.
No, exactly.
Embarrassing.
No call for it. I agree with you there. Yeah. And just to confirm, do you don't have any type of terminal illness or anything like that at the moment, no?
No, that I know of. Because I don't go to the doctor.
That's no worries. Yeah, exactly. Not diagnosed anyway.
Yeah, not diagnosed. Yeah.
So... All that's basically left for us to do, then, I've got all of the details from yourself. By the sounds of things, you should definitely have a case to be made here. Now, basically, all we need in order to make this case is a proof of ID from yourself, a driver's license, bus pass, passport, something like that.
I've got a passport, but it's out of date.
It's out of date?
Yeah.
Do you need something that's in date?
I've not got any.
Would you have anything that's in date?
Not a thing. I'll get a bill, I'll get an electric bill. I should be that.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that we could do, if you've not got any in-date ID, we would need three different proof of addresses that are in date. So, like an electric bill, a gas bill, a council tax bill, something like that.
I've got all of them. I've got all of them bills I've got, and I've got where plus I've got things like that.
Yeah. If you could send three different letters or bills that have, your address on there in date... We can use that because that's enough proof that you are who you say you are, basically.
Yeah.
You normally either need an ID and a proof of address, but if not, if you've got three different proof of addresses, then that must be yourself, you know, because where would you have got three different ones from?
I'm pretty sure there'll be letters coming through the door with my address on it. They come through every day. I just bin them. I don't even read them.
Yeah.
I've got an NHS letter as well. NHS Scotland.
Yeah. And like I said, as long as they dated within the last 3 months, that's perfect. What I'm going to do as well then is I'm also just going to send a form out for you to sign. Once that's signed, that'll give us the authority to contact these people and get the claim process on your behalf. Whilst I'm sending that form out, I have just sent you a message on WhatsApp. Is there any chance you could get your proof of addresses and send them over to me?
I'll have a look. I don't know what's here just now because this threw out a load of mail. I'll go and see if there's anything in the book.
Yeah. If you could have a quick look for me, please, whilst I'm sending this form out.
Oh, right. Well, I've got one. I've got an NHS letter there. What's that in there?
Yeah.
I've got an OVO letter. OVO.
Yeah.
Is there anything else I've got? I've only got H's. Let's see what's happening with that. That could be. No, that's another electric bulb. I've only got a gas electric bulb.
That's fine. If you use like your an NHS letter, a gas and electric bill, and then something else. If there's anything else, even if you've got two different gas and electric letters, dates on that, we can use that.
I got a letter for being in the fucking Buddha. Second year, what do you call it? Okay, 22nd of December. That'll be. There's one. Wait, what do you mean, Davey? Just put some finger here.
Yeah, so I have just sent you a message on WhatsApp. Basically, all we need you to do is just take a picture of each letter and just make sure that the whole page and all four corners are on the picture.
If you could
just send them over now, and whilst you're sending them, I'm just going to get a form sent over to yourself as well.
Right, well, I've got them open now. You don't even open them.
Just one more thing. Do you remember the address that you lived at your mum's before? At your grandma's, wherever it was that you was living before you went Ballantrae into care.
23 Ballantrae Gardens.
Ballantrae Gardens.
Ballantrae Gardens. Right, so I've got that.
And what area is that?
It's Douglas, Dundee. Douglas.
Yeah, DD4 area.
Yeah, I think that's him with you. Can you tell you both?
Yeah, brilliant.
Right, I've got three pictures now. Right, so...
Yeah, and then if you just go onto WhatsApp, you should have a message from myself.
MMA Legal. Yeah, go like that.
Yeah.
Right, picture, what do you do?
If you just send them over on that...
You're going to send them for you, do you?
Yeah, so you just send them through that, so you just... Yeah.
What, just have a picture on there and send that?
Yeah, just think if you see like it, it should be like a paperclip or a plus sign or something like that.
No, I see a wee camera.
It should be just next to that.
Send that, right? Now picture.
Yeah, so that's perfect. Just let me check the date. Yeah, that's 11th of February. That one's perfect.
Another thing. Yeah. Oh, another thing. Yeah.
Could you just make sure, I'm sorry that to be awkward, but can you just make sure that all four corners are on the picture? They need to have the full page on the picture is all.
Right, okay. What is it? Is the first one okay?
The first one's fine, yeah. The second one just needs to be a little bit further out when you take the picture.
The second one?
Yeah.
Second in is that, is it? Let's see. What do I? That's cool, isn't it? What's the second
one? Yeah, the NHS one.
NHS one. Yeah. That in there. Right. Okay, one second. We've got that in to go well. And that in. So, you got it all with the back. Cover my arm.
So the two OVO ones are perfect. Just need another picture of the NHS one if possible. Yeah, and there we go. Yeah, absolutely perfect. Thank you. So Gordon, you're going to receive a text message from me in literally just one moment now. And I'll talk you through signing it. It's really simple as well. Just so you're aware, with ourselves, it is a completely no-win, no-fee basis. And in any successful case, it is just 20% that we charge.
Yeah.
That's including all VAT as well. So I do just, before we do talk about signing, before we discuss the case, I just need to explain your funding options clearly. There's three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who partakes in government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We don't participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you choose us, it would be under a private agreement.
No, I'll just carry on what you're doing. I'm not bothered.
Perfect, not a problem. Yeah, it's just we do just have to say that on the call is all. But yeah, so if you can just open up your text now, you should have just received a text message from myself. It should be Zoho MMA Legal.
Yeah, an email.
Yeah, it should be on text message and email.
But it says Legal Limited.
Yeah, so if you just click right, it should say click here to proceed or start or something like that, yeah?
Start signing. It says
yep.
Start signing, yeah. What does that mean?
Yes, click start signing, yeah. But basically, the form's just going to come up on your screen and just sign it there and then you see. It's really simple. Yeah, so click proceed to document. And then it should say in the top corner, you should have a button that says I confirm and you should have a button that says agree and continue.
No, I don't see any of that. Wait a minute. On what?
Yeah.
No, it says...
So what can you see at the moment?
Conditional fee agreement, then. There's loads of them. Loads of pages.
Yeah. So you should just be able to click agree in the top corner.
No, it doesn't say nothing in the top corner. It says...
What can you see, then? Is there anything...
Zoom signed document.
Yeah.
This is Zoha signed. At the top, right? And then on this page, as you're going down, you don't see nothing. It just has got what's important, your funding options and client, what does that say? 01, full client back.
It should just say, like, start or agree to continue or something like that.
But I've done that at the last thing. This is what it took you to.
Yeah. Perfect. So if you just click where it says signature.
Signature, right at the very bottom.
Yeah, and then just select one of your signatures.
It doesn't do nothing. It's not doing nothing. Signature.
Right, if you just tap where it says signature, your signature should pop up.
No, it doesn't. No, it's just coming up with wee boxes with my name and the star where it says signature.
Yeah.
But it's not doing nothing.
Yeah, so tap that where it says signature.
I'm tapping it.
Yeah, and then it should pop up. It should pop up with three different signatures, giving you the option to sign them.
It's no. It's gave us.
No, just one more.
Name, date.
Right. Gordon. It taps your name, and does your name fill in?
Tap your name. Right.
Yeah.
Name.
Does it what fill in you your name for you?
What a bit. Oh, and let me see.
Yeah. Your name should be... Yeah? Is your name filled in now?
My God, it says Gordon Lynch. And then it says February 25th, 26th.
Yeah.
1-11.
Yeah. And then where it says signature, you should just be able to tap that and it should put your signature in.
Oh, doing it.
Right. You do me a favour, Gordon. Just close it down and open it back up.
Right, good then. Right, it's back to digital signature for quick.
Yeah.
Going out again. Start signing. Right. Samsung, I think. Force is updated. What the fuck? I don't care what this is doing, man. Let's proceed to document.
Yeah, so click proceed to document.
Yeah.
And then what does it say now? Because it doesn't say in the top corner.
Top corner. It says nothing.
What can you see?
I'm seeing. It says client care letter and private conditional fee agreement, right? Got his redress scheme application, and then I got date, my name, important, you find the funding options, and then you go down and it's on to the next thing. The next thing's got nothing. Well, I've got something now. It says nothing. Just giving us loads of details, scope of work. I don't know, there you go, further down and it says, I'd see what the post was. No, it's not saying nothing.
Yeah. So all you need to do really is just tap on your signature and it should just fill it in for you.
But I haven't got a signature. I'm tapping on it and it's not doing anything. Check and click agree. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
No. Click here to start saying it.
Yeah.
Agree and continue. Now he's got it. It doesn't look much like anything. We'll do that anyway. Okay.
Yeah, so once you've tapped it, your signature should fill in automatically.
Well, then it can.
And then there should just be one more to click as well.
No, it's just still filled in automatically.
Yeah.
No.
And then finish
in the top column. Right, in
front. Yeah.
Is that it?
And then it should tell you that it's signed. Perfect. That's signed on my end now. You should see a button that says download a copy for yourself. If you would like to download a copy, you are more than welcome, just so it's there for your records as well. No worries. Just one more thing that we do need to confirm, Gordon. Basically, on the off chance that anything was to happen to you during the time of this claim, we do just have to put a beneficiary. So they would obviously receive the money, but also they may need to be contacted as a supporting contact just to make sure you are who you say you are, and also, you know, you was in care at the time.
Yeah.
Is there anybody who you would like us to put down as that supporting contact?
My daughter, but you'll not get her till night time is working.
No, that's fine. To be honest, it won't be for like a good 10, 12 months that she'll need to be contacted anyway. Could you just confirm her name and contact number?
Yes, Angela Lynch.
And what's the best contact number for Angela?
Give it in a second. Won't you see it? Come on. Who's going to come on up? Wait a minute. 07874.
07874.
Yeah, it's 727.
Yep.
369.
367, yeah. 369, perfect. That is everything for today. Only one more thing. I know that basically what I'm going to do now is I'm going to package this off, send it to the solicitor's team. They're going to get the claims form ready to send off to the local councils. Tomorrow, we will just need to give you a call back just to sign one more form. Again, it'll be as simple as that. It'll be like 20 seconds to sign. And once that's signed, we'll be looking into everything for you from there, okay?
No problem. Okay, dokie.
Perfect. Other than that, Gordon, just want to say thank you for your time today. I understand it can be bit difficult, kind of, you know, talking about things from the past and whatnot, so I do appreciate
you taking the time. I've talked about it that much, it's like you should have wrote a book on it.
Yeah, no, of course, understandable. But like I said, other than that then, you have a lovely day today, and I will just give you a call in the morning just to get that last bit finalised, okay?
Okay, dokie. That's no problem. Right, if I don't answer,
you have a lovely day, Gordon. Thank you.
If I don't answer, you just take your phone and I might be sleeping. Okay,
don't worry. Well, I'll leave it till afternoon then anyway, don't worry.
No problem, that's great.
Cheers. You have a lovely day, Gordon. Thank you.
And yourself, you take care.